Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio ZSL podcast. And today is a sales day. So, man, I am very grateful. I'm probably going to do this every quarter. So you guys are already hearing this at the end of March. I appreciate it so much. And again, like I said, the beginning of this year, when I set out my intent and I told myself, listen, I want to have only good students, not students who are bitches, not students who are this or that. And to be honest with you, it ended up happening because I set that intention at the beginning of the year. So I am very, very grateful for everything that has happened, especially this past year. And I would have to say this. I remember I was having a discussion, and this is what the topic of discussion is today. I was having a discussion with my wife, and I told her, I was like, listen, there's only one student who has come from the beginning of last year, and you guys have heard me probably over the last 4 months make references to students that I had at the beginning of last year. And it's because a lot of these students, either they got their score and they disappeared, or they didn't get their score and they blame me. And again, I told you that I had students who just laid in bed, didn't talk much. It was like me being a fucking professor at a university. It was fucking useless. Some students who had attitudes. There was one time that I had to move a student, and the next, you know, she sent me a long paragraph being ignorant as fuck. And I said, oh, well, it seems like this has been festering for a long time. How about I just reimburse you, and best of luck to you and your future endeavors? Now, remember, I told you that what happened at the beginning is because there are two, her and another one of these students work in a dental office together. Now, her husband went from a 70 to a 94, which was amazing. Told him to write me up a testimonial. He never did it. So this is why I'm going to throw some shade at him, just as his wife had thrown shade at me. Now, the thing is with this, and I'm not one of those people who just talk about everyone's business and all that stuff. And, you know, they're like, you know, in America, you know, in terms of medical, they're like, patient confidentiality. Fuck that. This is all business entrepreneurship. And to be honest with you, I told you guys that this specific individual had come to me, and she was like, hey, I saw your package. Da, 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 da. I was wondering if you could teach me. And then she threw some shade at me. Throw some shade. That's an idiom for like throwing a little bit of criticism that is very unexpected. And the thing is, this criticism is coming from the sorry ass girl that she actually works with, Carla. Now, this is basically what me and Carla had gone through. I'm guessing February, March, or April of last year. It had to be like February or March because she was being a bitch by that time. And so when that shade ended up getting thrown at me, I was like, okay. And I told my wife about it. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want students from that time frame to come into my life anymore. This is why I blocked a substantial amount of people at that specific time. Because I was just like, you know what? Some of you dentists, you guys were referred over, but to be honest with you, you guys aren't going to come to my sessions with these badass attitudes and just be bitches. There were a number of people, Zoila, Glevy, Anna, this, that, all these different people who had came into my life, and they got, and some of them even got high scores, and they just disappeared and never said anything to me. Yneska and this Elizabeth and all these different people, and I'm just like, man, you guys, okay. But it's funny because they never keep that same energy when their own friends end up having a low score, and it's because they suck. And so what ended up happening is, you know, like 10 days went by, and I was like, okay, good, she disappeared. I was like, fantastic. But then again, I got another message probably like in the first couple of weeks of January. If she really wanted to get a high score, she would have dedicated her time beginning January 1st to getting everything done. Next thing you know, January 10th rolled around. And she was like, oh, okay, Arsenio, I really want the package and I need to get everything done this month. And I'm like, listen, you should have started January 1st if you really, really wanted to pass TOEFL. You're coming back to me 10 fucking days later. And you're throwing shade again. Oh, and please, I really want you to, you know, be on time. And I really want you to not cancel. Excuse me, I've never canceled on you. I only canceled on you because you and the other two did not pay. If you don't pay, you're not getting coached. That's how it is. Okay, there isn't no, oh, I'll pay you later. No. Last time that happened with two Thai students, Those fuck faces never paid me back in 2000, early 2017 and late 2019. There was one guy that was like, oh yeah, I had an Australian teacher and I didn't pay him until after the course. You mean to tell me that you learned 25 hours for free, and if you ended up disappearing, that motherfucker wasted 25 hours of his time going back to this woman? I was like, no, that's not how it's gonna work. You need to pay me right now, or I'm gonna cancel class until you pay me. And from that time only, she ends up throwing, she threw shade 2 times. And again, she's living through this, the other bitch who I ended up canceling. And I was like, hey, here goes your money. Best of luck to you, right? But to be honest with you, when I heard it the second time, I said, ain't no way I'm sitting across from you for 16 hours. You want to take the test by the end of January. You're going to try to buy a 16-hour package. Ain't no way I'm going to fit you in. Plus, I'm going to be going to Japan the 30th, in which I did. You think I'm going to see you practically every day with your motherfucking bitchy ass attitude? Abso-fucking-lutely not. I just said, okay, that's it. Ignore. And sometimes, again, like, okay, from a business perspective, Arsenio, you probably could have done better. You probably could have said, okay, or I'm just not available this month, probably next month. No, I don't want your money. I don't want you around. I'm not going to help you. You could find someone else that can help you. Maybe the bitch that's been talking shit in your dental office about me can help you, who ended up getting a shitty score because she brought a bitch ass attitude to class all the motherfucking time. Ask her to help you, because I'm not. See, people, you have to put your foot down sometimes. Whoever's bringing the most unhappiness in terms of your life, in terms of a client, in terms of this, whatever it may be, either you're going to delegate it or you're going to drop it off. Like, it's a do it, a delegate, or a drop it. The 3 D's. Me, I'm a business entrepreneur. I could say yes, I could say no. If someone has a bad attitude, if I were teaching like an Indian student or an Egyptian student, whatever it may be, and they were just giving me like just bad attitudes all the time, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother with you. And there have been a number of times where I'm just like, these Thai students, hey, if you're going to be a fucking asshole and not speak during class, hey, let's hurry up and bomb this and let's let this bullshit go. And so, to be honest with you, that was a significant move. I was like, okay, Arsenio, you're canceling her out. She might say this, she might say that, but who gives a fuck? Because she comes from a time frame where a lot of those students, the majority of them, were fucking assholes. And so, to be honest with you, when I ended up like canceling her out, that was it. And I said, you know what? I feel really, really, really good. Because first and foremost, 16 hours and 20 days, absolutely not. You should have been here January 1st, ready to go. You come here January 10th. You're already the same motherfuckers from that same batch of students who did not give a fuck about getting the same, that TOEFL test, et cetera, et cetera. Nah, not gonna do it. And so when I heard that message from halfway point, I said, oh, you throwing shade again? You're saying that I'm a canceller? I move things around. People cancel. Things happen. Absolutely. 1000%. It does. It does. But do you get the results? Do all my students get the results? If there are 16 sessions and I canceled or moved one class, you need to calm the fuck down. And again, at the same time, if you don't pay, you best believe I'm going to cancel the fuck out of you. So that was one of the biggest things in steps four. I say, you know what? You had 16 days out of 30, January 1st. I was open to it, although you threw shade at me. You come back 10 days later and you're still throwing shade and you still want that 16-hour package, and somehow I'm gonna have to see you every fucking day? Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, because you threw shade, I'm not even gonna respond to you. Get the fuck out of here. Go find someone else. And that was the end. And so, guys, do not put up with people's bullshit over and out.